great honors to obtain. The emperor's promise was to give to him that won the day his only daughter as his bride. The story thus doth say: the champions entered the field with carriage stout and bold. Lodowick of France most manfully, whose armor shined like gold. Prince Alexander was the next that entered in the field, and like a champion stout and bold, he did advance his shield. The haughty Spaniard with the rest his valor there did show, but Alexander by his strength gave him the overthrow. The valiant prince of Hungary, brave Alexander he, from all the champions in the field he won the victory. Thus he by valor did obtain the princess from them all, but yet in Hungary she lived that had his heart in thrall. The emperor his promise kept, and to the conqueror gave his only daughter for his wife, whom Lodwick most did crave. For love had so inflamed his thoughts and set his heart on fire, that for to gain the princess' love it was his chief desire. This Alexander was so like to Lodwick, prince of France, that he so lately had o'erthrown by fate and fortune's chance. None could distinguish them aright, or no one from the other, in shape, stature, and countenance, as if they had been brothers, which bred such love betwixt them both as could not be divorced. Yet fortune's frown and fickle chance asunder them enforced. Prince Alexander gave his friend the emperor's daughter free, which he before had won in field by manly chivalry. The envious Spaniard, being vexed and tortured in his mind, he and the devil devised how to cross these lovers kind. He to the emperor accused the princess of base lust, and vowed with sword for to maintain these accusations just. Prince Lodowick being thus accused by Guido, prince of Spain, his friend Prince Alexander then this combat did maintain, and sent his friend Prince Lodwick straight to Hungary with speed, there in his room for to possess the high imperial weed. Friend Lodwick Alexander said, go thou to Hungary, against the Spaniard I'll maintain thy cause most manfully. The king, I understand, is dead, go then and in my place possess the crown and dignity and all the royal grace that they will there bestow on thee, let it not be denied. His daughter likewise in my name make her thy wedding. hands. Although thou wed her as thy wife, yet notice in my name, let her remain a virgin pure, I do request the same. Because my heart she has in hold, and love her as my life. Away be gone, thou know'st my mind, leave me to end this strife. Prince Lodwick now is on his way, and Alexander he. By fortune's aid the Spaniard slew, and set the princes free. Lodwick in Alexander's name received in Hungary the crown, and likewise in the church his wife received he. But every night between them twain his naked sword he'd lay. Such constant friendship at that time his heart and thoughts did sway. Prince Alexander came himself, then Lodwick took his leave of Alexander, his dear friend, which him did not deceive. The queen in heart was vexed sore that she so long should lie with him that was her husband dear, and not love's pastimes try. Unto a lord she made her moan, and they both did agree to be revenged upon the king, and poisoned he should be. The poison took not full effect, but brake forth on his face, that he a leper did appear, and then in great disgrace. They kicked and spurned him from the court, thus in most shameful manner. He was compelled to beg for food that lately lived in honor. To Lodwick's court he did repair, thus like a leper poor, and for relief he did entreat at his friend Lodwick's door. A ring he sent unto his friend, who well the same did know, and came in love to greet his friend, willing to ease his woe. Quoth Alexander unto him, kind friend, there is no way to ease my pain unless that thou thy loving babes to slay. What is't but I will do for thee, quoth Lodwick by and by, to ease my friend of this great pain, my pretty babes shall die. For which he to the cradle goes, where they were fast asleep, and with a knife he lets them blood his promise for to keep. And with their blood washed he the sores from Alexander's face. Thus he, like to a loyal friend, the path of love did trace. Thus Alexander, being cleared of all his torturing pain, Lodwick unto his queen made known how he his babes had slain. This news did grieve her at the heart, but straight she runs to see whether that it was so or no, it proved the contrary. For both the babes she found alive, as God would have it so, which did revive her drooping heart, now joy exceeds all woe. King Alexander, being well, to Hungary he goes, and Lodwick, his beloved friend, to overthrow his foes. Christ.